broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Tonight I want to turn to a personal note, if I may, and address a matter that has raised some curiosity.
The blood. Seeing blood coming from everywhere.
And you have to understand, Father Alexios is very small in stature. He's not a big man.
Hey, stay in your car! Stay in your car! Stay in your car! Stay in your car!
Blah, 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 blah.
Don't condescend to me.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that uses reality as its bitch. On this program, man, you know, you can have an opinion. You can just see what's going on this program. The Alice in Wonderland of talk radio. We take you right through the looking glass of reality. A happy Veterans Day to our veterans, to their families, to their friends, and to all of us who admire and respect and love our veterans as our comrades in this democratic push. As I shouldn't use the word comrade, it sounds commie.
Yeah, it does, man. What?
All right. In any event, that's how I see them. And a happy Veterans Day to all of you. World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. You can access our show online if you are not within screaming distance of one of our affiliates. We've got affiliates all over the country. We're adding them each and every day. But for whatever reason, if you'd like to go online and listen to our live streaming audio, you can do it at philhendryshow.com. And if you're a person who enjoys watching, you know, as well as listening, you can watch. I mean, the show's on video right now, and you can see us in our studio here as we conduct this radio show. It's all there at philhendryshow.com. Among the many stories having to do with our military today, of course, the one that stands out the most is the one having to do with this man who opened fire at Fort Hood, this major, this psychiatrist who is alive and is being waterboarded. I'm kidding, probably not, but, you know, I wish.
Yeah, we can only hope.
Nonetheless, he is alive, and Hassan apparently is in the news today. He didn't formally ask to leave the military, according to the Army, so that's of some significance. Now, later on in the program, we're also going to be talking about a new game called Call to Duty. Some people are referring to it in the colloquial sense as Call to Duty 4, but its actual name is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. It contains extremely, extremely, extremely graphic scenes of terrorist violence. We'll play the audio for you later in the program, and we'll also describe what you're going to be seeing, but essentially it's a group of supposed Russian terrorists opening fire on a security line of people taking their shoes off, waiting to go through security at an airport, and they come in with automatic weapons and begin killing everybody in sight. This is a video game that's out right now, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, and we're going to talk about that. Father James McQuarters will join us with a very interesting look at the latest conversation going on in the Vatican having to do with life on other planets. But first on our program this evening, first up is Dr. Jim Sadler, and we're going to be talking with Dr. Sadler this evening about the story of Major Nidal M. Hassan and how this horrific, horrific occurrence, this violence began, the motivations, all of these conversations having to do with why he did what he did. We're going to be talking with Dr. Sadler tonight about that, and we have him on the line from San Diego, California. Dr. Sadler, good evening, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on your program this evening.
Can you tell me about this Hassan, this Nidal M. Hassan, who is a psychiatrist? You yourself, you're a doctor. What could possibly, beyond his religion, beyond the fact that he was a Muslim, what possibly could have motivated this?
I don't know what that might be. I don't think it would be anything of significance, given the fact that he was a psychiatrist and therefore would be motivated, I think, primarily from a healthy perspective. So we have to turn to his religion. We have no other alternative.
All right. Then speaking in terms of his religion, this was strictly a man exercising some kind of jihadist view, some sort of some jihadist action that is given in his mind and in the minds of some is given support in the Quran?
I wouldn't look at it from that standpoint, Phil. I think what we do in science is we look for the obvious connections. We know, for instance, that there were these very offensive cartoons that appeared in the media 3 years ago of the Prophet Muhammad. They were so offensive that they caused countless thousands in the Middle East to resort to violence because they had no alternative. And these cartoons were pulled subsequently from major publications in Europe and the United States. That's according to the reports that I've received. However, were all of them pulled from the major publications? Did some of them leak through? Did some of them slip through the cracks? This is a question that I have that I think is very serious. We know that the filmmaker in the Netherlands who was planning on producing a film that was critical of Islam, we know that he was subsequently shot and killed. That doesn't mean that the film did not make it into circulation. These steps, however well intended, must be thorough. They must adhere strictly to what is required, and the steps must be taken with haste and as I said, very thoroughly. Were they, or was there just a lip service paid to the sensitivities of the Muslim people? If any of these cartoons made their way into a publication in Fort Hood, then obviously the media in this country dropped the ball, and dropped the ball very seriously.
All right, well, there are those that would argue freedom of press. There are those that would argue the freedom of speech. So when you talk about the Muhammad cartoons and you talk about the film that I believe this was the Theo van Gogh, who is a descendant of Vincent van Gogh, is planning this film critical of Islam. What of freedom of the press? What of freedom of speech?
What of freedom of the press? What of freedom of speech? These are questions, Mr. Hendry, that have been asked and answered. We have freedom of the press. We have freedom of speech. We also have a reality of some billions and billions and billions and millions of Muslims who understand, and that's all well and good about the freedom of speech and the freedom of the press. But they required that we remove these cartoons, and we responded. So yes, there's freedom of press, and there's freedom of speech, and there's freedom of the press. But there's also the requirements of those who have made their case very forcefully that. You can. There's an old saying, Phil, and I hope I don't offend you. There's an old saying that we used to use in the Navy, and it goes like this: "Don't pee down my back and tell me it's raining." So when you talk about freedom of press, the average Muslim is going to say to you something along those lines: "Don't pee down my back and tell me it's raining."
Well, I don't understand that. In our country, we have the freedom of speech and press to the extent where we can satirize Muhammad.
Well, do what you want. Do whatever you want. But issue was given, notice was given, and I think due notice was given, and I think that there was enough lead time whereby they could get these cartoons out of these newspapers and get these movies out of the movie theaters. They served notice and gave us enough lead time whereby they could have been withdrawn. I don't know if that was done as judiciously and professionally as it should have been. And if one leaked through, like I said, and made its way into a newspaper that fell into the hands of Major Hassan, somebody somewhere dropped the ball. And I think at this point, not only do we want to know the names of who the prosecuting attorneys are going to be and who the witnesses are, but who let the Muhammad cartoon into the newspaper Major Hassan saw.
Well, we don't know that he saw a Muhammad cartoon.
No, we don't. But I'm saying, if this was provoked by the Muhammad cartoon not being completely edited out, and the gentleman you said his name was what? Van Gogh?
Theo Van Gogh was a filmmaker.
Right, Theo Van Gogh.
You know, he was a filmmaker in the Netherlands. He's a descendant of Vincent Van Gogh, one of the world's great artists. And he was going to make a film that was critical of Islam and was murdered on the streets of Amsterdam when this film's, I guess this film's production was made public. Do you have any comment on that, sir?
I think I did comment. I said that that doesn't necessarily mean the film is not in distribution.
No, but do you have any comment on the fact that a filmmaker, a man engaged in a form of expression, was killed because of the movie he was making?
I think there was lead. If there hadn't been any lead time, in other words, if there hadn't been full notice given, it would have been...
What do you mean by lead time? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
I'm trying to finish my point, Phil, if I could.
But when you say lead time...
I believe there was sufficient lead time, and freedom of speech and press is great in theory, but in the real world we have to consider the feelings of everyone. I can tell you that I am a part of my avocation is I'm a weightlifter. I do an awful lot of bodybuilding. As a result, I'm in my 50s, but I'm built as if I'm, you know, a much younger man. As a result, I have a younger wife, and I'm not saying any of that to self-aggrandize. What I'm saying is that that puts me at odds with a great many people in the world who think that I'm walking around as if I know how to beat people up because I've got a physique that looks like that. But I don't. I don't. But I take responsibility for that. So if I'm, as they say in the bodybuilding world, ripped, and I have a big chest, which I do, and big arms, I have to be sensitive to the fact that somebody might be afraid I'm going to beat them up. And that's not my intention. And so we have to be sensitive to the feelings of Muslims, especially when they give us full lead time and let us know that these cartoons are offensive, these movies are offensive, notice has been served, there's a good three-month window where we can pull all of this out of the media before they can't take it anymore. And I think that's really what the Muslim world is telling us. They're telling us, get those cartoons out of the newspapers and get them out of the movie theaters before we can't take it anymore.
But we still don't know that Major Hassan saw any Muhammad cartoon that might have offended him, saw any anti-Islamic so-called film that might have offended him, or saw anything in the media that might have offended him and caused him to go on this shooting spree, if such a thing can actually cause you to go on a shooting spree.
But you're not listening.
Sir, I'm listening to you.
No, but you heard. The Muslim world gave us full notice. They said, these things offend us, and they need to be out of the newspapers before we can't take it anymore. Now, what does that mean to you?
Well, all right. You know what? To me, it means that they're using an excuse for violence, as opposed to saying that that's the cause of the violence.
And I'm saying that's very convenient for you to say when they give you full notice and lead time, and they have set a date, for instance. Okay, in 60 days we won't be able to stand this any longer, and there will be some violent action taken. I don't think you can say that they didn't give you lead time.
But I don't know that that was so. All right, Dr. Jim Sadler is with us. We do have to take a break. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Dr. Jim Sadler talking to us about Major Nidal M. Hassan. Did he see one of the Muhammad cartoons? Did he see a film that was offensive to Muslims? Much of these portrayals in the media, these depictions and so forth, have been the subject of a great deal of controversy, and there are some, not all, but some Muslims who've even said they are insightful. Is it possible that this man's violence was the result of an insightful image in the media against Islam, for instance, the Muhammad cartoon? We are a country that practices free speech and freedom of the press. And so when he says they gave us lead time, it doesn't necessarily mean we don't publish cartoons. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here with Dr. Jim Sadler on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Can I get a little cup of water? Just a little cup of water.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL as we talk here with Dr. Jim Sadler about Major Nidal M. Hassan. One comment or question, Doctor, before we get to some phone calls, 877-876-PHIL. You mentioned during the break that the Chris Matthews report.
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me. Chris Matthews made a very good point on Fox News when he asked the question, is it illegal to contact Al-Qaeda? Is it illegal to call up Al-Qaeda? No, it is not. And I can't believe we're having this conversation.
Well, it's not illegal to call up Al-Qaeda, but it would make you the subject of police suspicion, wouldn't it?
Is it illegal to... I don't know what you mean by police suspicion.
Al-Qaeda is an organization of terrorists that the FBI is looking at, and certainly their leadership is wanted actively, so wouldn't that make you the target of police suspicion?
All I'm saying is that these things are provocative. I place a phone call to Al-Qaeda for reasons that maybe have nothing to do with blowing up an airplane, then what is the police doing provoking me by telling me that they're going to listen in? That's my point.
877-876-PHIL is the number. We'll go to a phone call here. Robert, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Jim Sadler. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Dr. Sadler, you're completely off. Just because a group of people are mad over a movie or a thought doesn't make it right to sit there and cut up a guy in the middle of the street. I mean, that's ridiculous. Every time I see a Muslim woman in this country wearing that thing on her head that just seems like a repressive type deal to me, I want to rip it off. I think it's ridiculous, but I don't do it out of respect.
I didn't say it was right.
Behavior.
I didn't say it was right. I said it provokes the Muslims. Look, they gave us lead time on this.
So what? Lead time, big deal. So what? Lead time. So basically, if I threaten you in any kind of way and tell you that, look, Dr. Sadler, you got to change your opinions in 30 days, or I'm going to fly up to wherever it is you are and smack you on the head. That's you're going to say it's okay. I got lead time.
Well, I don't know what you're referring to. I'm saying that the Muslim cartoons and some of these movies, when they said to us, you are provoking us to the point where we can't take it anymore, and we need you, we're going to give you, I don't know if they gave us 30 days or 60 days. I didn't read the reports.
What did they give us a time? What do you mean they? Who gave us a time?
I'm simply saying they gave us fair warning.
Fair warning for what? Oh, change our opinions or else?
No, to remove these Muhammad cartoons and these cartoons of Muhammad water skiing and all of this nonsense.
What you're saying is like the equivalent of us, of the U.S. government saying, Al Jazeera, you've got to stop reporting certain stories or we're just going to bomb your headquarters in Qatar. We're giving you lead time, man, so, you know, it's cool. We're just going to bomb you and, get over it.
That doesn't make any sense.
America's not a religion. Their lead time, because we can't put their cartoons in our newspapers, is completely just, that's completely acceptable.
Well, let me ask you something. I'll put it to you another way, sir. At what point would you say that somebody's just begging for it when you give them lead time and you say, after this point, we ain't going to be able to stand it any longer.
Say that again?
What I'm saying to the gentleman on the phone, at what point are you asking for it? And I'm wondering if we're just begging for it with these Muhammad cartoons.
You said that you even said yourself that the Muhammad cartoons were voluntarily removed from major American publications.
I don't know that for sure,
Well, I know the New York Times, every major news outlet in America refused to publish them for the very reasons that you're giving. Now, what are you saying? You're saying one of them leaked through?
One of them might have leaked through, in which case we've got a lot to answer for. Because they gave us lead time, which this gentleman's laughing about, and we still let one get through? I don't understand that.
I do. It's called reporting whatever we feel like in this country, and we don't have to put up with it. What anybody else wants to, what
right.
anybody thinks.
And we're not begging for it.
But they want to put on it.
We're not begging for it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Jim Sadler.
Phil Hendry.
I mean, we're asking for it.
That's very interesting. Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. All right, Dr. Jim Sadler joins us, and you asked a very good question during the break. You said, did I not have the Muhammad cartoon on my website?
Yes, and you did at one point have those Muhammad cartoons on your website, did you not?
I did.
But you took those cartoons down. Why?
I was directed to take those cartoons down by the company I worked for.
And so one could say that not only did you take the cartoons down, but you took something else down, you know.
No, I don't know.
Well, to use a very crude terminology, you took your shorts down for the corporate interest.
No. We're talking about, I did because I was told to do something. I had no choice, okay? I'm just asking you, do we take all of these cartoons down, all of these movies down?
We have to be sensitive to the feelings of the Muslims. And if it means we have to push aside, I'm not saying that we get rid of free speech, but if we could tone it down. Otherwise, it's like we're standing there begging for it. And I think with the lead time that I mentioned,
You're talking about lead time and begging for it, Dr. Sadler, and all of these things. These are terms used, I think, by people who act out of fear. Here is Denise on the Phil Hendry Show. Denise, you're on with Dr. Jim Sadler as we talk here about Colonel Hassan. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'd like to ask your guest a question first. Is your guest an American citizen?
Dr. Sadler?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question, ma'am?
Sure. Are you an American citizen?
Yes, I am. I don't know what that has to do with it. Yes, it is most certainly a yes.
Okay, and are you aware
of what that has to do with it?
Are you aware of what your country, the United States of America, was founded on?
Well, we were founded on a number of things.
That's correct.
First of all, we were founded on the rights of the colonies to...
Simple yes or no,
you know,
is good.
Turkey, to Turkey Farm.
Make well, what sure that you're aware.
We were founded on the Calvinist religious teachings of the Massachusetts Bay Colony. Is that what you're speaking of?
The lady is obviously referring to the American Charter, the Constitution.
Oh, well, she didn't say that. Now, there are a number of things that we're founded on, Mr. Hendry. We are founded on religious tolerance. We're founded
on
the rights of states. We're founded on federalism. We are founded on... I could go on and on. So I don't know what specifically she's talking about.
Because we all know what we're founded on. And I guess my question to you
on the idea of 13 colonies. That was something we were founded on.
Okay, repeat your question, ma'am, because he was talking.
Do you agree...
Oh, I don't get to talk?
...freedom of press?
I agree with freedom of press, except you're not allowed to yell fire in a crowded theater.
So, I'm not sure
you
I understand your analogies.
Do you understand what you can't publish anything...
Well, you're talking about speech, Doctor.
It doesn't matter. You can't publish anything that's injurious to the public welfare. I can't go on and publish in a newspaper that the theater's on fire. Everybody get out.
Wait a minute. How do you publish that in a newspaper?
Well, but you know what I'm saying. I can't yell it. You're not allowed to yell in a newspaper or anywhere that the theater's on fire because you would cause a stampede, and that would be against public safety. And so, no, there are limits to speech. Now, in a paper that I wrote last year for the University of San Diego, I articulated very clearly these points, and yet I'm still having to answer the same tired questions, and I'm just wondering when it ends. And this, again, goes to the point of how much am I supposed to take? You see what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Go ahead.
I am very offended by the comments you have made, Doctor, that I feel are in direct opposition to what the country is founded on. However, I do
respect and understand you have the right to have these opinions.
I will also tell you that I believe what happened at Fort Hood was an act of treason. I also believe that no matter what you have to say, there is no justification for what happened. And if you do something I don't like, and I go out and shoot you, that's a crime. Okay?
Well, there's no question that the law has been transgressed in some way. But I am wondering, who broke the law? Was it the major, or was it the United States for letting the Muhammad cartoons? You see what I mean by saying, how much are they supposed to take before they can't take it anymore?
What does that mean? How much are they supposed to take?
Oh my God! Where did you get this?
Well, Mr. Henry, you're talking over the lady. She was asking me a question.
I'll ask a question. I'll let Denise. How much more are they supposed to take? What does that mean?
When they gave us lead time and said, "Look, these cartoons offend our religion, so get them out of the newspapers and let's get it going," and we did, we might not have gotten them out of all the newspapers. That's all I'm saying.
And if we did, so what? That does not
well,
give
we
anyone...
We may not have. We may not have. Which means that Major Nassan, or Major, I don't know his name, Hassan, he might have... Look, freedom of press is fine and good, but what's more important is tolerance. Tolerance of the different religions and everything that they say. You know?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You talk
you know what I'm saying?
Circles.
Ma'am,
she's there, and listen to what she's saying. You're talking in circles.
I'm talking in circles.
You're talking in circles. I believe that you
I'm a global citizen.
That we, you know, you're probably the same kind of person who says,
I go
she's
global.
Wearing a short skirt, she has to get raped, okay? The fault is
Would you send your daughter out in a little tiny skirt that showed everything? No, you wouldn't. Why? She may have the right, but you, as a mother, recognize that she can't go out looking like that. You can't walk into restaurants looking like that and expect to get a good seat or to have anyone respect your right to order or anything else.
You know, it's funny. I don't look at big men and think that they are going to beat me. You seem to have...
Well, maybe you should start. I don't know.
Ideas.
What do you mean she should start?
Well, I don't know what... She's bringing her sexual taste into this, and I'm not interested in that at all. I'm interested in...
She's not bringing her sexual taste into anything.
Then what does she mean by getting beaten?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Is the female caller there? Is the female caller there?
The female caller is here.
Yes. What did you mean by getting beaten by a big guy? Is that...
Well, you mentioned earlier...
Sexual...
You mentioned earlier in your conversation that based on your build, you make the assumption that people will fear you.
Yes, they often do. But I wouldn't beat a woman up if you saw me. The likelihood is you'd be attracted to me, okay, because of my bill.
Until you opened your mouth.
Well, okay.
I'm sorry, I need to...
But just like they can't, you might not be able to take it anymore.
All right, look, I appreciate it very much.
Intelligent.
Yes. Denise, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Will, go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
But the record show, you hung up on her.
No, I did not.
Well, she was still talking, Mr. Hendry.
Will, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm going to quote Austin there. I'm going to quote Ace Ventura to start off. Fiction can be fun, but I prefer the reference section. First off, Major Hassan Nadal.
I didn't hear what the man said.
What did you say, Will? You said fiction can be fun, but you prefer... Okay.
I prefer the reference section. First off, I'm a veteran.
Isn't that nice?
First off, I'm a veteran. Want to say happy Veterans Day to all the veterans still out there listening. The man was a major in the U.S. Army. Regardless of what might have incited him, what he may have read, to get to the rank of major in the U.S. Army, you have to be somewhat squared away and understand right from wrong. And to say that anything...
Well, who promoted him? Who promoted him to major? Somebody promoted him to major. And
okay.
That's somebody else I'd like to talk to. See? So
I'll agree with you there, but
well, there you go.
The fact of the matter, so
you do see where I'm making sense.
Let this man make his statement, please.
What I'm getting at is this:
with all due respect, I'm a doctor.
Okay, doctor.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying you're a veteran, but I'm a doctor. I think there's a little bit more credibility coming from me.
All right, go ahead, Will, and make your statement, sir.
The fact of the matter is, I mean, I don't care if page one had a very derogatory cartoon of Muhammad. There's nothing in no way that justifies by any smidgen him, you know, the train of thought that this justified the man going in there and doing that. And the fact that
it might have lent to it, that's all.
No way. I mean, that's saying on the same token that because as a Christian American, I'm offended by what these Muslims have done, so it's okay if I go out and blow up a mosque. And then
well,
do you
let
think
me ask
the
you this.
No, let me finish.
Well, it's not the
on.
Same thing. That's not the
okay,
same
doctor,
thing.
Okay, doctor, go ahead.
You're talking all over this man who is trying to call in. He is a veteran. It is Veterans Day.
Well, he might be saying he's a veteran so he can get everybody to let him
whatever,
talk.
Dude. Whatever, dude.
All right. Well, I mean, you say what? Okay, dude.
Go ahead, doctor. Go ahead, doctor. I'll let you
know. No, go ahead, dude. No, dude, you go ahead, dude.
Thank you.
I'll talk. First of all, what you said, Dr. Sadler.
No, I don't want to hear you talk. I'd rather hear him talk than hear you talk. Because he's a veteran, you're a doctor. I mean, I'm a doctor, he's a veteran, you're a talk show host. And of all the people on this earth that have the least amount of credibility, it's you guys. Would you agree with that, Mr. Andre?
You know what? I would, yes. But the fact of the matter is that this man is saying, if you say to someone, you should stop doing that, or I'm going to act violently, that doesn't put the onus on that person to stop doing that thing. It puts the onus on the rest of us to arm ourselves and get ready for a hostile and weird person.
If I'm in my backyard, and this gentleman, Will, is in his backyard, watering his lawn or doing something that's irritating me, and I say to him, you got to stop, I'm giving you lead time, there's a point where I won't be able to take it no more. What do you think is the intelligent thing for him to do?
Well, I mean, I hope you wouldn't jump over my fence and shoot me.
No,
I mean,
I'm not
the proper
you.
The proper thing is somebody
all right.
Educated as a major.
Don't even answer the question. It's a stupid question. It's a ridiculous question. Thank you, Will, for your call. I'm going to take a break. 877-876 Phil. As we're talking here with Dr. Jim Sadler about the. You know something, man, I don't care what provokes who or how or when. We've gotten to a point in this society now where we got to stop and make sure that there isn't anything provocative, because the provocative things, that's the reason why we have violence. You see, if there were guns, and there's no guns, then there's no violence. If we have TV shows, no violence. This, no violence. That, no violence. And if we don't say the wrong word, then we won't have to suffer violence from the Muslims. If we don't say the wrong word, we won't have to have the Christians jumping down our throats. And if we don't say the wrong word, then we won't have the Republicans on us. Don't say the wrong word, then the Democrats won't be on us. And let's just all shut up and stay in our house and don't say the wrong thing, and we're all going to be safe.
What about the guest?
What do you mean, what about the guest?
Well, you're talking. I'd rather hear from him.
Will you shut up and let me get into the break? 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here with Dr. Jim Sadler. And why this major opened fire on these folks? Did he happen to see one of the Muhammad cartoons? Did something slip through the cracks? Did he see an anti-Muslim movie? We must know. And somebody's got to get called on the carpet for it. We'll be back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And back with more of your phone calls for Dr. Jim Sadler, 877-876-PHIL. Dr. Sadler, you mentioned to me during our break that you are on my side. Tell me what that means.
Well, I think it's clear that you've misrepresented. I think you've misunderstood me. I am not here as a sort of advocate for Muslims. I'm on your side. I'm on the side of your callers. What I'm trying to do is give you practical guidelines on how to deal with a group of people who have shown themselves to be hypersensitive to a great deal of stimulus and alleged provocation. If you know what's going to happen if you publish some Muhammad cartoon or a woman doesn't wear a burqa or she doesn't have the scarf on her head. A lot of these Muslims, they'll go wild all over you. And you have got to understand what you're dealing with. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to tell you that you're dealing with a powder keg. And you've got to do something. It's almost like throwing red meat to a vicious animal.
And well, now you're going in the opposite direction and offending Muslims.
Well, that's the world we live in, isn't it? I can't say who without somebody getting their feelings hurt. I'm trying to tell you, if you keep it up with the things that you say about Muslims in this society, they're going to go wild all over you. And that is a very regrettable...
Caller, we have on the line here Frank. Frank, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Jim Sadler. Go ahead, sir.
Dr. Sadler, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What provocated 9/11? You're saying the man probably saw Muslim cartoons offending Muhammad, and he went off and took out a bunch of people. You know,
yeah,
we don't always
no more.
Publicize everything. The society is word of mouth. You're saying it's publicism. There's people that talk bad about him everywhere you go, and I don't see people getting killed everywhere I go.
Well, that's true. But you've got a certain type of Muslim, they'll go off on you at the drop of a hat. You know that. And
well,
so
Muslim is a Muslim.
Let me ask you
they
something.
They all believe the same thing.
Do you light up a cigarette when you're standing in a fireworks bin? No.
I do.
I don't think you do. You light up cigarettes when you well, then you deserve to get burned, don't you?
This country has given me plenty of freedom, and I'm going to take advantage of every single one of them.
All right, and if you get cooked alive by the fireworks, then it's your fault.
That was my choice.
Well, this is my point exactly.
There was his
choice.
You stand
there and you say, you know, this guy's wearing a beanie on his head, or he's a raghead, or some deal like that. The next thing you know, they'll go wild all over you. And that's what I'm trying to prevent.
Oh, I don't buy that. I don't buy that.
What do you mean you don't buy it?
It sounds to me that I don't buy that at all. You know, at what point do you stop being afraid of the bully and you go ahead and walk down the street, even if the bully is standing on the corner, and you engage that person?
So you want to take the chance of getting your ass beat. Why?
Because that street belongs to me, too. Not just that bully. And we have to take these people on sometimes. We have to say to them, this is how life is. If you don't like it, you can move. If you do, then you stay here and you live the way we want you to live.
All right. And so a long time ago,
it was said, America, love it or leave it. You know, there's a lot of things that go on in this country.
What does that mean? I don't understand that. America, love it or leave it. What does that mean?
It means if you love it, love it. If you leave it,
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
If you're not happy with what's going on here, then go join your Muslim brothers across the sea and pray with them.
All right, well, okay, so, and Frank, let me ask you, on the 4th of July, where are you going to be? Because I got to watch this. This is going to be great.
Watch what?
This guy just said he'll light a cigarette around a bunch of fireworks. I can't wait to see that.
How do you think I light my fireworks? I light a cigarette, I take the cigarette, I light my fireworks.
Right, and then you light up. So the fireworks go up, and then Frank goes up.
You think I'm going to stick around long enough to get burned?
Well, that's what you just said. You light the fireworks and... Oh, forget it. All I know is I'm going to bring my video camera, and that's going up on jimsadler.com, Frank, cooking, while the kids are enjoying their sparklers.
You're welcome to San Antonio, Texas.
All right, well... Can't wait to see you. Frank, thanks so much for your call. And Dr. Sadler, thank you for joining us on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show this evening, talking about this major, you know, and at some point I think we have to look at this and call it what it is. It's terrorism, but it's also a mentally unstable individual engaged in violence. And so what is terrorism? Mentally unstable people engaged in a kind of violence that has no relationship to the political cause. It has no relationship at all to the philosophy of the person that they espouse. It has nothing to do with anything in the real world. It's political, and it's nuts. 877-876-PHIL is a world fit. What?
No, I can't let you get away with that.
Will you hang up on this guy?
No, I can't let you.
877-876-PHIL. When I tell you to hang up on a guy, hang up on him.
Well, but he... He insisted to get to, that I put him on the air.
I don't care, man. I'm the guy that runs. Coming up, it's Jeff Dowder to discuss Call of Duty 4. Call of Duty 4, which is engaging a lot of people in a heated conversation. 877-876-PHIL. Twitter.com, Phil Hendry Show, to follow along with us on Twitter.
Phil Hendry.